Okay, now continuing on the JV launch. Now we're getting to the last few days of the launch, and we start focusing on scarcity with our partners, just like we do with our prospects. So here's the email we sent out. JV standings and $1 million and 48 hours to go. We hit the $1 million mark at 11:32 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday. It took us 107.5 hours to get there. So right here, you know, it's massive social proof. This is now a $1 million launch. It's also, there's the specificity by giving them the exact minute and by giving them exactly number, the exact number of hours. That law of specificity makes things a lot more impactful, a lot more believable. Now we thank our JV partners. And this is just really heartfelt. I mean, the partners are what made this launch, so we wanted to thank them. Now we move on to the scarcity. We tell them that the price is going up. What did I do here? We tell them the price is going up, and you know, it's going up at $500. Okay, now we talk about the big finish. Based on the metrics that Jeff Walker has been sharing with us, a price increase at the end, we should see fully 25% or more of our sales in the last 24 hours. So in other words, we're telling them that there's a lot of sales to be made out there. In fact, Jeff made this prediction that Mike Fulsame for a seven-figure code launch, and Mike flat out didn't believe him. And it turned out that Mike did 30% of the sales in the last 24 hours. And it's sort of funny, I still have a voicemail saved from Mike where he was really excited because of the way that launch finished and how I, you know, he said I nailed it, predicted exactly what happened, and that when I made the prediction, he just thought there was no possible way it would happen. So it's sort of funny because it's just again creating more authority. And in this case, there's the authority of me, because I'm seen as a launch expert. There's the authority that I made this prediction and it already came to play once. Then there's also this authority of, you know, Mike Fulsame, and we're using Mike and Mike's name and my interaction with them to bring people into the story. So then we make it real bottom line for them. If this holds true, we're probably looking at a last day in the $300,000 range. That means there are $150,000 in affiliate commissions up in the air. So I just want them to have that image that this money is just out there waiting for them to pick it up. And, you know, there's this $300,000 in sales, $150,000 in commissions, $150,000 in commissions, and all you have to do is mail and you're going to get your piece of the commissions. Then we give them the links here. Now we give them the joint venture, the contest standings, big changes. The change of the top 10 spots have tightened up a lot, you know, so if you want to hold on to your spot, you better mail. That's the subtext there that we're implying. We could see big changes. Everyone in the top 10 has told us they're going to make one last big push before the deadline. So that's social proof. All the top players, they told us they're going to mail. So you should mail as well, right? If the top players are all mailing, then I better mail too, right? So that's social proof right there. Again, we're giving them the prizes, and again we're putting the people's names next to the prizes because we want them to start feeling ownership for that prize, so they actually defend the prize, and possibly. Also, you know, they can look up in the standings to see what they want if they push a little harder, and they can look behind them to see who's right behind them. Then we, give them the swipe file down below, and, just the way we have with all these other emails. Again, we gave them 5 pieces of copy because I was feeling like I was in the overachiever mode, but you don't have to do that for your launches. I mean, obviously, it's nice to do that. But often, you know, 1 or 2 pieces of swipe copy is enough. Okay, moving along to the next email. This is the 15th email in this joint venture sequence. As you can see, we sent a lot of emails out to partners. You don't need to send this many, but I'm just showing you at the highest levels in a very, very ultra competitive market. This is what we do, and this is the kind of results we get. Again, this is the internet marketing space. If you're in another niche, it's probably going to be a lot easier to get people to mail, get people all excited. I'm just showing you the most intense market there is, where it's extremely hard to get people to mail. What we do to get them motivated to mail and mail more than once. Okay, so moving along. It's money time, the home stretch. Okay, we're into money time. This is when the big commissions are made. Then here's some authority and social proof. Talking about how Mike Filsaime did more sales in the last 24 hours of his product than he did in the first 24 hours. He was the one that named that Walker W, because that was the first time we really saw that come into play. That was an amazing feat. We don't know if we can match it, but it means there could easily be $300,000 or more in sales in the next 24 hours. And that means huge commissions are available. So again, just underlying this fact that there's a lot of sales that are going to be made and there's a lot of commissions that are going to be made. And, you know, all they have to do is send out some email and then they're going to get their fair share. Now we tell them about the scarcity. And here's the bottom line. One last email today, or even one today and one early Friday, and you could see your commissions double or possibly even more. Then we tell them about our fresh swipe copy down below. And then the bottom line, it's just a no-brainer. Just send a quick note to your list telling about the price increase, and then watch the commission notices come pouring in. Then we give them their links. Now, down here, we update them on the JV standings. Here's the latest standings. The battle for the first three spots has become downright epic. This is like a heavyweight fight. There are only a few sales separating most of the top 10 spots, and most of the people in the top 9 have confirmed that they will be mailing again with a last minute notice. So that's social proof. Those top people are mailing, you should mail as well. And here we go. Now this is, you know, a little play by play. Mike Filsaime's in the house. He didn't get his email out until Tuesday, but he's already vaulted in a ninth place and he's rising fast. So this is like a fair warning for everyone up above him that you got a new person that is rising fast that's now in the running. No telling how high in the standings he can go. And then we go down to give them the standings, the full out standings once again with the names next to each prize. Then it's the same old thing, swipe copy down below. Okay, moving along to the next email, and it's last call. We're just about to close it down. Wow, we're finally here. There's just a few hours left. It ends today at noon. After that, we're going to raise the price. I've got updated standings below, and we'll update you on tomorrow on final JV standings. Then we give them their links here. And so, you know, this is a pretty short and sweet, except for We we're giving them the JV standings. Now we're talking about Mike Filsaime moving up into fourth place. And now we have a three-way tie between Russell Brunson, Jeff Johnson, and Jeff Walker. Then we give them the updated standings. And then some swipe copy down below. Of course, this swipe copy is totally focused and scarcity now, as you can see from the subject lines, deadline, only a few hours left, one last warning, prices going up. And so, here's the swipe copy where we're just pounding on scarcity. If you want to grab this swipe copy, you know, to use in your launch, this is all good scarcity swipe copy. And you can see from this email, you know, we're definitely winding down the launch, winding it down even with our partners, but we do want to give them one last chance to email and try to get a little bit more, a little last push from them. Okay, now let's look at the final email we sent out to partners. And this one, this is just basically, a follow-up congratulatory one. Final standings, $1.71 million. Okay, we wrapped up the membership site boot camp at 12 noon Eastern. What a ride it was. We're still sorting out the final numbers, but we ended up at $1.7 million for the week. And the last 24-hour push generated approximately $508,000. So we had a huge final day. Definitely had that huge spike up. That shows what happens when you have that scarcity, when something bad happens at the end of the launch. And I always focus on that. And I mean, people think that phrase sounds a little weird. Something bad happens. Basically, what it is you're giving people a reason to act. You don't want them just to think, to look at your offer and say, I'll just buy next week, or I'll buy next month, or I'll buy tomorrow. You give them a reason to act by creating something at the end of the launch. And it could be the price is going up, the product's going away, that you can no longer buy it, or this bonus package is going away. Those are the three classic ones. There's some others, I'm sure, that I haven't come up with yet, but those are the three classics. And use any one or more than one of those three at the end of the launch, and then you see this big spike that Walker W, there's that first day, that middle day, and then that last day is right here. Or even if you don't do the W, even if you just do the standard launch, you want that spike at the end. So you have the scarcity. Usually you have some fast mover bonuses, but you just, at the beginning, or you just have excitement about the beginning of the launch. Then things tail off, and then you have the big finish because something bad happens at the end. There's some reason for them to move at the end of the launch. Okay, moving on. The final standings show another shakeup, and I have the results below. But first, I wanted to say thank you to all my amazing JV partners. Launch wouldn't have happened without you. All along, we pushed hard to convert the people you sent our way, and the result is we're going to send out some huge affiliate checks. I also want to give big thanks to Jeff Walker and his brother John. Without their help, this thing wouldn't have gotten off the ground. When I started, I thought it would be amazing, mind-blowing success if we could come anywhere near $1 million. Well, we completely blew that number out of the water. And this is completely true. When Tim and Ryan came to me, they were thinking $500,000 to $1 million. I know in their heart of hearts they wanted $1 million, but I also know that they thought it, might just possibly be this pipe dream that was never actually going to happen. In reality, they hit $1.71 million, so it was just an incredible home run for those guys. They were ecstatic about it. Finally, before I give you the standings, I just wanted to mention this. We have a few more tricks up our sleeve. We'll be having something of a relaunch coming with a great story behind it. This should generate some more big-time commission checks. So basically, they're just starting to tease the next launch. Okay, and then we tell them where they can check their affiliate stats. And then we tell them about payments. And then here we give them the standings. And in this case, we do give the full blow-by-blow with some commentary. StomperNet led from wire to wire. Sheffrin, strong performance, promoted heavily early in the week, and we were able to hold on at the end. Phil Same came on in a big way out of nowhere. Just giving them play-by-play. So just sort of giving props to these guys. Just trying to create goodwill, enthusiasm, just because it seems like the thing to do. But also, we do have the relaunch coming. So you can see we just go on and do, give all of these, and then a final thanks, and that's it. So this is just sort of a congratulatory email and giving them a heads up on what happened and what's to come. So just wrapping this up, you can see we sent a whole bunch of email out. There's a total of 17 emails that we sent as part of that sequence. And you can see we just really kept on hitting on things over and over and over. And they were social proof that this offer is going to convert. And then once we went live, that the offer is converting. There is authority that these other people are mailing, that these other people are having great results. There's also social proof that, like, these people are going to be mailing. These people are planning on mailing, so you should plan on mailing as well. There's a competition aspect to, you know, to try to get them competing with each other. And this is remarkably effective. You'd be really shocked at how effective that is. And I think it's primarily because entrepreneurs, I think, tend to be somewhat competitive. Now, in your niche, it might be a little different. Maybe these guys, guys and girls, the people don't know each other. Maybe they don't have that same competitive vibe to them. But it sure works in this internet marketing space, and I bet you it will work in a lot of other markets. So we kept on hitting on, you know, the proof, the social proof, the authority, and just, you know, using the entire sequence to hammer in, you know, over and over again, you know, the launch dates, the same, you know, the launch dates, the you know, when we're going live, when we're closing down. You saw how we repeated it over and over, and that really is necessary when you're dealing with people that are as busy as entrepreneurs are. So this whole idea of this partner sequence is one of the most powerful things that's been developed in the last couple of years since I released version one of Product Launch Formula. And if and when you end up doing a partner launch, you absolutely want to put these principles at play. You want to use all as many triggers as you can from Product Launch Formula, but these, you know, the ones I showed you here are the big ones that we use over and over and over again in these joint venture launches.